Okay, let's dive into this. You came to us wanting to get, a quick, thorough understanding of a topic everyone talks about, boosting your metabolism. And you shared some great source material for this deep dive, specifically an article really zeroing in on how certain drinks might play a role.
That's right. We've taken that article, Drinks That Increase Metabolic Rate, and our mission today is to unpack the most important insights, maybe some surprising facts, and the genuinely practical takeaways it offers.
Because let's face it, there's just a ton of noise out there on this. This source, though, it offers a pretty interesting perspective. It talks about certain drinks almost being like a pit crew for your metabolism, giving it a quick boost. And it quotes an expert, Dr. Nick Fuller, suggesting that even, small changes can actually make a significant difference.
And what I found striking is the emphasis on research and benefits, not just trendy fads. Like the idea that something as simple as cold water could potentially spike calorie burning. What was it? Nearly 30%. That's a specific claim the article points to with references.
Exactly. It frames these potential tweaks as sort of easy wins you can actually build into your day, ready to explore how to maybe sip smarter and understand the potential science behind it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So to really get how any drink or habit might influence things, we first need to understand, well, what metabolism actually is.
Right, the basics.
Think of it as your body's internal engine. It's constantly turning the food you eat into the energy it needs just to function.
And your metabolic rate.
Yeah.
That's how fast that engine is running,
Okay.
even when you're completely at rest.
Exactly. It's the calories your body burns just keeping the lights on, which, as the article kind of funnily puts it, happens even while you're binge watching your favorite show.
Good way to think about it.
It is. Now, while speed matters, the article highlights another really critical factor, muscle gas.
Ah, yes.
It makes this compelling point that every pound of muscle tissue burns way more calories than a pound of fat. Six times more, it says.
Six times. Wow.
And this is partly because of that afterburn effect, EPC, where your body keeps burning extra calories even after you've finished exercising to recover.
Okay, so building and keeping muscle basically puts your resting metabolism into a higher gear. Makes sense.
Definitely.
But if that's our engine, what are the things that tend to slow it down? The article points to a few common culprits, right?
It does. It lists four main ones. The first is probably the most obvious one, just being sedentary. It notes that, Netflix marathons beat gym sessions for most of us, but they're definitely not helping your body's energy use.
Guilty as charged sometimes. Okay, what else did the article mention?
Poor posture.
Really?
Yes.
Posture.
Yes, really. The article suggests that just habitually slouching might actually slow down your body's energy use. So sitting up straight could be a surprising tiny win for your metabolism.
Okay, definitely adjusting my chair right now. And the next one, something we hear a lot about, that yo-yo dieting thing.
Exactly. The article states that repeatedly losing and regaining weight can confuse your body's calorie burning system. It seems like the inconsistency makes it harder for your metabolism to find a steady, reliable rhythm.
Right, that makes sense. It doesn't know what's coming.
Pretty much. And finally, age. We often worry our metabolism just like falls off a cliff around 40. Is that how it works?
Isn't that dramatic?
Well, the article clarifies that while your metabolic rate does tend to slow gradually over time, it's not usually a sudden dramatic drop right at 40. It's more of a subtle progressive decline.
Okay, good to know. So we have the basics of metabolism and some things that can maybe hinder it. Now for the fun part, the drinks themselves. The article introduces its list of 10 beverages by asking, what if your next sip could do more than just quench your thirst? Framing them as drinks that pack a punch and are backed by science.
Let's look at what it says about each one. First up, green tea.
A classic.
The article calls it an antioxidant powerhouse, highlighting it's rich in these things called catechins, like EGCG. It says they can enhance calorie burning and improve how your body oxidizes fat.
Now use that phrase like a mini workout in a cup.
That's the one. Pretty descriptive.
I like that. Okay, and how about the morning essential for so many people, coffee?
Well, beyond just waking you up, the article notes coffee's caffeine can increase your metabolic rate and also promotes fat oxidation, so potentially a double benefit there.
Interesting. Any other teas make the list?
Black tea, that's a mention. It points to its polyphenols, which are said to support fat breakdown, another simple, accessible option.
Okay. And that cold water idea you brought up earlier, that sounds almost too simple.
Right. But the article specifically highlights research suggesting that drinking cold water can temporarily spike your metabolism by nearly 30%.
Wow.
It's maybe the simplest thing on the list, but with a potentially significant short-term effect, according to the source.
Apple cider vinegar ACV seems to be everywhere these days. What's the take in the article?
The article mentions the acetic acid in it is suggested to improve insulin sensitivity and promote fat burning. It suggests just a splash in water can go a long way.
A splash, okay. Ginger tea. I like ginger tea.
That's listed for its thermogenic benefits, meaning it slightly increases body temperature.
Ah, okay.
Which the article links to potentially burning a few more calories.
Got it. High protein shakes seem like they'd fit, linking back to that muscle point, right?
Absolutely. The article points out that protein takes more energy for your body to digest compared to carbs or fats.
Right, the thermic effect of food.
Exactly. So that gives your metabolic rate a temporary boost. Plus, they're good for satiety, helping you feel fuller longer.
Vegetable juice. Seems healthy, obviously, but the metabolism link.
The article includes it as a low-calorie way to get a quick shot of vitamins and minerals that support overall metabolic function. So more about general support.
Okay. And what about kombucha, that fermented tea?
It highlights its richness in probiotics, and it connects those probiotics to supporting gut health, which, you know, science is increasingly linking to optimal metabolic processes.
Gut health is huge now. And finally, just simple lemon water.
Yeah, this one's noted for aiding digestion and hydration. Plus, it's a good source of vitamin C.
Simple enough.
And it even gives that little pro tip. Freeze lemon slices into ice cubes. An easy way to add flavor to your water throughout the day.
That's actually a genuinely clever idea. Okay, so the article makes it really clear that while these drinks can help, they're definitely part of a bigger picture.
Right.
It shifts focus then to daily habits, suggesting they're crucial for keeping your engine humming, as it says.
Exactly. It really powerfully reiterates the point about exercise and building muscle mass being fundamental.
Circling back to that.
Yeah, back to that 6 times higher calorie burn for muscle versus fat and the afterburn effect. But it also offers relatable, small examples of incorporating activity.
Like what?
Like choosing the stairs over the elevator, or maybe using resistance bands while you're watching TV. Small integrations.
It's about making movement just a regular part of your day, not necessarily huge workouts all the time.
Precisely. And stress. We all know stress impacts everything, but how does the article specifically link it to metabolism?
Yeah, what's the mechanism there?
Well, it explains that chronic stress triggers the release of cortisol, that stress hormone, and cortisol can signal your body to store fat, especially around the middle.
Ah. Oh.
So it suggests counteracting this with stress-reducing techniques. It mentions things like taking 5-minute breathing breaks, or even, and I like this one, laughing at cat videos.
Huh. I can definitely schedule in more cat videos. Good excuse.
Apparently, laughter can actually reduce stress chemicals, so why not?
Fair enough. And what about sleep? That's got to be important.
Hugely important. The article describes sleep as your body's essential nightly tune-up.
Nice analogy.
It highlights that during phases like REM sleep, your body is actively repairing tissues and working to balance crucial hunger hormones, leptin, which signals fullness, and ghrelin, which signals hunger. Get those out of whack and it affects everything.
Right. Cravings and energy levels.
Exactly. And it even includes a couple of less common tips from the source on sleep.
Oh.
Like having a small snack with a mild amount of chili before bed is suggested for a slight nighttime metabolic boost.
Chili before bed. Interesting.
Mildly. And using a silk pillowcase is mentioned too for recovery benefits, apparently beyond just preventing sleep creases on your face.
Huh. Okay, fascinating details. So we have these potential drinks and these important habits. How does the article suggest actually bringing it all together, like into a daily routine? It talks about the when and how.
Yeah, timing is discussed. It suggests, for example, having caffeine earlier in the day, maybe before noon. Get the alertness without messing up your sleep later.
Makes sense.
And for the evening, it points towards calming herbal teas like fennel, which might aid digestion without giving you a buzz before bed.
And for listeners who are maybe short on time or just looking for those easy wins the article mentioned?
Oh, the article is full of quick ideas for that. It suggests things like a 3-ingredient chia shake, just almond milk, chia seeds, frozen mango takes like 5 minutes.
Simple.
Or prepping those flavorful ice cubes by freezing mint or basil in water. Or keeping a simple desk drawer barista kit, like matcha packets, and a little whisk for an instant energy boost at work.
Those are genuinely practical suggestions. I like those.
Yeah.
It also emphasizes pairing these drinks with healthy eating, right? Like having nuts with your matcha for steady energy.
Yeah, definitely. Now, before we wrap up, the article does take a moment to tackle some common misconceptions about metabolism boosters. Important to cover those.
Good idea. Like those detox teas you see advertised everywhere.
Right. The article is quite clear here. It says they often aren't the magic solution they claim to be. Well, many rely on laxative effects, which can lead to dehydration and losing vital nutrients. That's not really boosting your metabolism in a healthy way. It advises focusing on drinks with more researched benefits, like the green tea or just plain lemon water we talked about.
Okay. And what about the idea of skipping meals and just having a liquid, like a liquid lunch?
The article calls that a fallacy that can actually work against you. It can leave you low on energy and, crucially, you miss out on essential nutrients and fiber from whole foods.
Right, you need the whole package.
Exactly. It reinforces that balance is key, using drinks to support, not replace, solid meals.
Which really brings us to that overall crucial point, balance. Drinks supporting, but not substituting for, a healthy diet.
The article hammers this home. It states very clearly that while certain drinks can be beneficial tools, they absolutely cannot counteract consistently poor eating habits.
Used that example, didn't it? No amount of apple cider vinegar can offset a daily donut habit.
Exactly. Painful but true, maybe. It suggests thinking of these drinks as smart complements to your meals, like pairing green tea with salmon, which has healthy fats, or having that protein shake alongside some nuts for sustained energy. The core message is really making smart choices consistently, not resorting to extremes or quick fixes.
And that consistency really seems to be the big takeaway for long-term metabolic health, doesn't it? The article uses a great analogy for this.
Yes, the campfire versus the bonfire analogy.
Explain that.
It's the idea of viewing your metabolism like a campfire you keep steadily fueled with small, consistent actions for lasting results, rather than a big bonfire like a crash diet that flares up brightly but then quickly burns out and leaves you depleted.
That's a great visual.
And it highlights a story, like Sarah's from the article, who apparently made simple swaps, trading soda for flavored water, things like that, and saw significant energy shifts over time just through that steady consistency.
So, pulling back from this deep dive then, it seems clear from the source material you provided that, okay, various drinks and simple daily habits aren't magic bullets.
Definitely not.
But they can potentially play a supportive role in fueling your metabolism. They offer these potential easy wins when they're part of a larger, consistent plan.
Yeah, we've basically pulled out the research-backed insights presented in that article, hopefully giving you a quick yet pretty comprehensive overview of the potential benefits from specific compounds in teas and coffee to, you know, the surprising effects of cold water or even just getting more laughter in your day.
It really does make you pause and think, though, about how the article frames these small, consistent changes, not just in what you drink, but also those fundamental things like prioritizing sleep and finding ways to manage stress.
Yeah.
How central it presents those as being for supporting your metabolism long term.
Right. And based purely on the emphasis within the article itself, if these simple, consistent lifestyle adjustments like regular sleep, managing stress, incorporating small bits of activity, if they're presented as so foundational alongside the potential effects of specific drinks, it kind of prompts the thought, doesn't it? Could the cumulative long-term impact of these broader daily habits actually end up being the most powerful driver for supporting your metabolism overall? Something maybe to keep in mind as you think about incorporating some of these ideas.